Blog Talk Radio.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
We teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under his love, and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we're talking about, come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show.
Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. All praises to the Most High God of Israel in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Man, thank you, Father, for allowing us to make it to another Sabbath day. Only bring us one more Sabbath closer to the one that we all keep this for. You know, we're trying to get into that great day, you know, that old happy day that song is made for. We're trying to get into that moment, man. This is the whole point of keeping Sabbath, that we can be in that time with them. Welcome here to another episode of the Sound of Living Waters and Dope Israel of Coming City Ministries Bible Study Class. Also, Commonwealth of Israel. And today we are dealing with the Bible Code, the creation of the first day, the creation Bible Code, first day. This is what we're dealing with, man. I mean, this is a huge thing for us. The creation code, the first thing. The whole point is that we got to understand, first of all, the creation, how to count it, and the reason why, and the cause and effect. It's not for everybody, man. I mean, you know, some of us, you know, we keep these things, man. How would I say? Some of us count the first day, and we know that it's 7 days in a week, right? And what happens is that we count 7, 7, 7, 7, go 28, and then we'll start over. That's not a month. You know, that's not how we can do that. That's not how God created this, the beginning of a month. We need to investigate that. It's a month, God. The other thing is the prophetic side of it. What does it mean to us, you know, and prophecy in itself, so that we can also keep up with the feast days, you know. That's another thing that belongs to God. And we got to consider that. So this is why we get into this. Also, it has a biblical code, which is a secret thing, which we're going to get into that. I hope you can get into all of that this Sabbath. If not, God will. We're going to pick this up later on this evening. We're going to do a part two later on this evening at, I don't know, maybe sometime this evening at 7 o'clock. We'll see. You see how everything works itself out. And we just go from there. Amen. So, with that being said, we're going to ask our brothers and sisters if we can stand and face Jerusalem. And brothers, if you can uncover your heads, and sisters, yes. If you can cover your heads, we are approaching Father. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. In Jesus' name we pray. Heavenly Father, have mercy on our sins and allow us into your kingdom. Father, have mercy and send forth both physical and spiritual gifts to us. Father, have mercy on our teachers, our elders, and our brethren and their families. Father, have mercy on them that don't know you, God, but delight and bless them because they see your light and your kindness upon us, Father. Have mercy on them and their families as well. And Father, have mercy on our children and our children's children and their children and their families. And Father, have mercy and give us a mind to perceive and eyes to see and ears to hear and a mouth to speak your word with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding and faith to perform it. And Father, have mercy on them that hear us and send forth your Holy Spirit upon them as well. And give them too also a mind to perceive and eyes to see and ears to hear and a mouth to speak your knowledge and your wisdom. With a mouth to perceive and eyes to see and ears to hear and a mouth to speak your word with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding and faith to perform it. In Jesus' name we pray for your mercies to endure forever. Amen. Amen. Well, do I got a reader?
Yep, you got one right here, brother.
Amen, amen. All praise to the Most High God. Brother Keith is on deck. Let's do this. Well, once again, this is the creation day, Bible code of the first day. What do you mean? Because this is the beginning of time for all of us. Before this, it was just eternity. Before time began, it was just eternity. So we got to get in there. We got to understand this because a sister addressed this to me like the Sabbath or something. I'm like, how is that? You know, well, this year the Sabbath is on this day and next year to be on that day. And I said, no, that ain't how this works. And she said, her reason was is that, you know, like Christmas and Easter, like, Christmas to be on Sunday this year, and then next year to be on Monday. I said, oh, no, that's annual. That's annual. That's not how it flows. Apologies, but that is not how this flows. This is the weekly Sabbath. And the weekly Sabbath, I mean, man has messed with the calendar of God. That's true. Man has changed the calendar of God. That's true. But they haven't messed with the days. We may not be in the year 2021. That's true. But that doesn't mean he messed with the week. He may have messed with the month, but he hasn't messed with the week. He hasn't changed Sunday to Tuesday. He hasn't changed Friday. He hasn't done that. So we can start with that. We're doing it, you know, justifying ourselves. And then turn around and want to go back and say, well, see, this is how you really do it. No, it's not. No, it's not. Even if you did do it, you have, you would count not a 20-day, a 28-day calendar, but you would count a 30-day calendar. So, hey, let's get this started. If you can, pick this up to Genesis chapter 1 and verse 1. And go, let's just look. I'm going to ask y'all to do this so you can actually see it. Can take a piece of paper and number it 1 through 14 parallel. That would be having enough room. And then up under 6, I want you to number it 1 through 9. Amen. So this is that day. So we're gonna start this in Genesis chapter 1. And verse 1. And first you're going to pick up how to physically number a month. Physically how to number a month. Why? Because if you don't have the understanding of how to physically number a month, then you're going to be operating off of the moon. You're going to be operating out of the middle of the week. Some of us saying if these days start with a full moon, I'm like, how is that? When the Lord said a month began at the first day, the sun and the moon wasn't even created yet. So That's not accurate. That's an error. And there's some of us who, you got to count 28 days and you start over. Well, that's not accurate because that's not a 4 month. You're just going 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That's not how it works. You got to operate on what a month of God is. That's the question. What is a month to God? Amen. So, let's start this in Genesis chapter 1 and verse 1. And Keith, look, I'm going to stop you. I'm going to interject when I need to. But I actually need you to read all the way down to the 19th. Okay?
Yes, sir.
All right. When you receive it, read.
Genesis 1 and 1. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and God said, "Let there be light." There was light, and God saw the light, that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and darkness he called night, and the evening and the morning were the first day.
Now, first and foremost, we just speak of what a week is to God. He just called what a day is. We pick up a week, and we pick up what a day is, right? So he just numbered a day. So continue.
Verse 6. And God said, "Let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters." And God made the firmament and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament, and it was so. God called the firmament heaven, and the evening and the morning were the second day.
Continue.
And God said, "Let the waters under the heaven be gathered together unto one place, and let the dry land appear." And it was so. And God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters he called he seas. And God saw that it was good.
Continue.
Verse 11, and God said, "Let the earth bring forth grass, the herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth." And it was so. And the earth brought forth grass and herb yielding seed after his kind, and the tree yielding fruit whose seed was in itself after his kind, and God saw it was good. And the evening and the morning were the third day.
Continue.
Verse 14. And God said, "Let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years. And let them be for lights in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth." And it was so. And God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day and a lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also. And God set them in the firmament of heaven to give light upon the earth and to rule over the day and over the night and to divide light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good. And even in the morning was the fourth day. And God
let's
said.
Stop there. Okay, let's stop there. Now, when do we pick up here? We picked up, first of all, a numeral system taught us how to count. One, 1, 2, 3, 4. All right? Now, I'm going to ask you to skip around a little bit because I just want to bring up to the fact that the fourth day is the middle of the week. So you can't start on the fourth day because the sun and the moon was created here. But you can't say this is the month of Abib because the month of Abib began on the first day of the year, not the middle of the week, but the first day of the year, which was he had spoke into the creation those things. Now I need you to skip down to verse 23 and read that.
Verse 20?
Verse 23.
Okay. Verse 23. And the evening and the morning were the fifth day.
Uh-huh. Now I need you to skip down to verse 31.
Verse 31. And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. And the evening and the morning were the sixth day.
Now, right into Genesis chapter 2 and pick it up in verse 1.
Genesis 2 and 1. Thus, the heavens and the earth were finished and all the hosts of them. And on the seventh day, God ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made.
Uh-huh. So now we see we got 7 days. Can I go to Hebrews chapter 4? Hebrews chapter 4, and we're going to pick it up at verse 3.
Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 3. For we which have believed do enter into rest, as he said, as I have sworn in my wrath, if they shall enter into my rest, although the works were finished from the foundation of the world.
Continue.
Verse 4. For he spake in a certain place of the seventh day on this wise. God did rest the seventh day from all his works.
Okay, so now we see, he said he rested on the seventh day. Now, what did he call the seventh day? Okay, now let's go to Genesis chapter 29. Let's pick this up. Genesis chapter 9 and verse 19. Pick it up in 19. And let's look at yours.
I'm sorry, did you say Genesis 9 and 19?
No, 29 and 19.
Okay. Give me 1 second, please. Genesis 29 and 19. And Laban said, it is better that I give her to thee than that I should give her to another man. Abide with me.
I can't hear you.
Oh, sorry about that. I'm sorry. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you now. Speak up, and I need you to read a little faster.
Yeah, all right. Genesis 29:19 reads, and Laban said, it is better that I give her to thee than that I should give her to another man. Abide with me. And Jacob served 7 years for Rachel, and they seemed unto him but a few days for the love he had to her. And Jacob said unto Laban,
7 years he worked for Rachel, right? We're not interested in the relationship of Jacob and Leah and Rachel at this point. You're bringing up this thing where God is going to number a week. Skip down to verse 27. Because Laban pulled it fast when he gave Leah first to Jacob. He was upset. So now Laban is making a deal with him. So he's going to end up giving him both his daughters in two handmaids. But we're not interested in that. We're interested in what he calls 7 years. Watch this. Pick it up at 26.
Okay. Verse 26. Okay. Says, and Laban said, it must not be so done in our country to give the younger before the firstborn. Fulfill her week, and we will give thee this also for the service which thou shalt serve with me 7 other years.
See that? So we see that even Laban had an understanding that a week to God is 7 days. That's why he said, I rest on the seventh day. Now, we need to know what this is. Go to Genesis chapter 7 and verse 11. Genesis 7 and verse 11, when you receive it, read.
Genesis 7 and verse 11. In the 600th year of Noah's life, in the second month, the 17th day of the month, the same day were all the fountains of the great deep broken up, and the windows of heaven were open.
Okay.
And the rain.
So we see now, we see a first month, and we see that he referred to something as a month. So now the question is, what's a month of God? Okay, what's a month of God? So we need to find out what's a month to God. Amen. Go to Deuteronomy. Go to Deuteronomy chapter 21 and 13. 21 and 13. When you receive it, read. Now we know what a full week is. A full week is 7 days, right? Okay, so what's a full month? Deuteronomy chapter 30, Deuteronomy chapter 21 and 13. When you receive it, read.
Deuteronomy 21 and 13. And she shall put the raiment on of her captivity from off of her, and shall remain in thine house, and bewail her father and her mother a full month. And after that thou shalt go in unto her, and be her husband, she shall be thy wife.
Stop.
And it
so
shall
now
be.
We see that there's a thing called a full month. Now the question is to us, what's a full month? Because obviously there's no such thing as a partial month. Not in the scripture.
No.
As far as what he said, so what's a full month to God? And so you see here in Genesis chapter 7, we're going to come back to that. And then we see here that there's a such thing as a full month. Now, let's go to Revelation chapter 11 and verse 1. Revelation chapter 11 and verse 1. Now, at this point, brothers and sisters, I need to break out our calculators because we're going to do a little bit of math. But remember now, we started out counting days. So now, we finna count months. We probably started out counting out a week. And even a physical 7 weeks, even 7 years is called a week on the God. Right? What do you mean?
Yes.
I can go and read that in Leviticus chapter 26. And the Lord will tell you, 6 years, the land shall rest, and then the 7th year is going to be the Sabbath. That's a week. So the law was on point. And as we know, that law was running back then. People act like the law came with Moses. No, the law came with Adam and Eve. But the book will tell you, the book will tell you that Abraham kept my laws and my statutes. So you can miss that the law came with Moses. But came with Moses was an intricate of the law. But the law was already in the creation. Otherwise, Cain would have never been cursed because Cain would have knew what was the murder was. He would have said, oh, I can't be over there. Nah, he knew what he did. He lied. I don't know what he is. Like, God don't know and see all things. He lied. And my brother keeper didn't got you out with God. You see, so he knew that dousing our kill was a sin. So he lied. So the law was already in effect. There were your witnesses in Genesis chapter 3 and 4. Genesis chapter 4. So,
amen, bro. That's right. Amen. You're right.
Punished for that. And he also said, my punishment is more than I can bear. He said, this day have I been cursed from thy face and from the earth. So he also knew that the inheritance of the saints was the meek shall inherit the earth. So he knew he wasn't going to be in the presence of God because God told Adam and Eve taught children how to keep the laws and statutes of God because at the end of time, we're going to be back on the earth together. They knew that. Cain knew that. When he committed murder, he sinned against God because Adam told him, God told him, if thou doest well, thou shalt not thou be accepted. But if thou doest not well, sin lieth at the door. So Cain knew what sin was. And sure enough,
amen,
his brother lied.
Amen.
So now, let's go into Revelation chapter 11 and verse 1, and let's pick up what a month was, a 4 month to God. Because see, what's a 4 month to God is how we actually count in the creation. Actually, how we count the spiritual and prophetic calendar. Let's read this. Revelation chapter 11 and verse 1. When you receive it, read.
Revelation 11 and 1. And there was given me a reed like unto a rod, and the angel stood, saying, rise, measure the temple of God and the altar, and them that worship therein. But the court which is without the temple leave out, and the measure is not. For it is given unto the Gentiles, and the holy city shall they tread underfoot 42 months, 3.5 years. Verse 3, and I will give power unto my two witnesses, and they shall prophesy 1,260 days, clothed in sackcloth. They are the two olive branches.
Okay, so now we found out that God said 42 months, all right? According to Numbers, there's a such thing as a 4 month. So we're gonna say, okay, 4 months. So let's look at this accurate count. Because some of us would say a month is 28 days. Some of us is actually looking at a moon cycle and keeping the feast according to the moon. Let's look at what God called a 4 month. Let's take 1260, because that's what he gave us. He said, they're going to prophesy for 1,260 days. 360. So 1,260. So you divide that by 42, and it'll tell you what a month is to God. 30. That's a 4 month. That's what God called a 4 month. Amen. So this is what he called a 4 month. So what did he teach us in Genesis chapter 1? What did he teach us in Genesis chapter 1? Well, he said in the evening and the morning was the first day. This is how the presidents think. This is how the presidents operate. This is the presidents' conversation. Because there was no man on the planet at this time. We're talking about the presidents. We're talking about Melchizedek that met Abraham in Genesis chapter 14. We're going to pick him up. He the one that said a day was one, and another day is two, and another day is three, and another day is four, and another day is five, and another day is six, and another day is seven, and a 4 month is 30. He came up with this. This is science. Why? Because one plus one is what? Two. That's a truth. That's an absolute truth that killed the Big Bang Theory hands down, because they try to say that the earth was built on a goop. If the earth was built on a goop, then there's no absolute truth. Therefore, there's a such thing as falsehood and lies. So we're not dealing with that. We're dealing with the absolute truth. So if there's an absolute truth, then there's an absolute lie, which brings forth judgment. What do you mean? 1 plus 1 equal 2. And if I say 1 plus 1 equal 3, then that's a lie. That brings judgment. What do you mean? Somebody's going to correct me and say, no, brother, 1 plus 1 is 2. That's the truth. And then they're going to show me, see, 1 plus 1 is 2. And then I'm going to agree. You're right. That's the truth. I was wrong. So that brings us into a conscious state of mind that there was consciousness that brought the beginning that he said in the beginning. Who was this? Go to first, let's do this. Let me confirm this. I'm going to take this 30 and multiply it times 42, because he said 42 months, right? So 30 times 42
yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Equals
yes, sir.
1260. Brought us right back around. So 4 months of God is 30 days. We can't use the moon cycle. We'll be off on the atonement. We will
Thank
be
you, Jesus.
Off on the atonement. Hmm. So this is that thing. Are you saying something, Keith?
No. I mean, I was just listening to you. That made a lot of sense, brother.
Oh, okay. Praise God. So this will bring us off on the atonement. Most of us that's following the moon cycles are 3 days ahead of this calendar. Because what is this? Let's do this. What's 3.5 years? 42 months, right? So let's take 1260 divided by 3.5 equals 360. So we see a year to God is 360. So we say 3.5, right? 360 times 3.5 equal 1260. So that's a confirmation, right?
Right.
What 2 to 5 is? What is a 5? That's a half. Half of a whole is 5. Anybody that understand basic math, we understand that a half is a 5. So what do? We say 3.5 divided by 1260. Oh, I got too much going on there. Sorry. 3.5 divided by 1260. No, forgive me. It's 1260 divided by 3.5. Okay? Divided by 3.5 is 360. So we see a year is 360 days. Well, he said it's a half a year. So you divide 360, right? You divide 360 by 2, which equals 180. 180
days
is exactly a half a year to God. 180 days is exactly a half a year to God. Now you say, now how do I know this? Because remember, now a 4 month is a 4 month. So that means that would be 6 months, because a half a year is 6 months. So what do? I divide 180 by 6, and it equals 30. Back to a 4 month again. So everybody, I'm telling you, if you're going by that moon cycle, you're off. And anybody that starts in the middle of the week, you're off. So here it is. So let me take this again. 30 times 6 is 180. Confirmation. So now we got this confirmation here. So let's go in Genesis chapter 11, and let's look at Moses, right? Let's look at Moses.
Okay.
Genesis chapter 11 and verse 7. No. Let me see. Genesis chapter 6 and verse 11. Now, God is teaching Moses, or Melchizedek is teaching Moses about chapter 7, my bad. 7. Genesis chapter 7 and verse 11. Moses, the God of Israel, is teaching Moses how to count a month. This is the Melchizedek. That's Melchizedek talking to Moses. People, wrap your mind around that, because we're going to expose that. That's Melchizedek that met Abraham. That's Melchizedek that's talking to Moses. That was Melchizedek that came down and spoke to Moses, Aaron, and Miriam and turned Miriam white. That was Melchizedek.
Leprous.
Right. Yes, sir. Let's go to Genesis chapter 7 and verse 1. Will you receive the
one? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Genesis 7 and verse 1. And the Lord said unto Noah, come thou and all thy house into the ark, for thee have I seen righteous before me in this generation.
I said 11. But this is what's happening. The Lord's telling Noah to, they're about to go into the ark, right? He's about to get ready to cause the flood on the earth. Now, this is when it took place. Verse 11 to continue.
Yes, sir. Verse 11. In the 600th year of Noah's life, in the second month, and the 17th day of the month, the same day were all the fountains of the great deep broken up, and the windows of heaven were opened.
Stop. And the so rain right here, now he said in the first month, so we know that's a 30. So you got to put 30 down, right? That's a 30, because we found out a 4 month to God is 30. So when he say a month, we got to go 30, right? So we say 30 plus 17.
Verse 17.
Equals.
And the flood was 40 days upon earth. And the waters increased.
Stop.
I'm sorry, what's that?
Hold on.
I'm sorry.
So you said in the first month, there's 30 days, and the 17, let me read that again. He said the 600 year of Noah's life, in the second month, on the 17th day of the month, this is why you count the first month, because this is the second month. So he said you count 30 for the first month, and we got a confirmation from Genesis, from Revelation, when he told John, this is what a month is. Amen. Now we see the 4 month, according to the law, is 30 days. And according to the Great Tribulation Period, 1260, if you want to teach the Tribulation Period, you got to teach it with 30-day increments. You can't come with a moon cycle. So you can't come with a moon cycle when it comes to the feast days if you teach it the Great Tribulation Period. Wrap your minds around that. You cannot teach the Great Tribulation without a 30-day monthly cycle. You got to have 30 days, or else your math is going to be up according to Revelation chapter 11. So now we see that a 4 month to God, 30 days. A half a year to God is 180 days times 180 divided by 6, which equals 30. 30 times 6 is 180. Okay, so now we see here, he said, let me read this again. He said, in the 600th year of Noah's life, in the second month, in the 17th day of the month, the same day where all the fountains of the great deep broken up and the windows of heaven were open. So now, you add 30 plus the 17 because he said the second month, which brings us to 47. Now, skim down to verse 24 and continue.
Verse 24. And the waters prevailed upon the earth 150 days.
Stop. So now we're going to add 150. So you're going to say 47 plus 150 equals 197. Right? Okay.
Right.
Now, let's go right into Genesis chapter 8 and pick it up in verse 1. Watch this. Genesis chapter 8 and verse 1, and I want you to read down to verse 4.
Genesis 8 and 1. And God remembered Noah and every living thing and all the cattle that was with him in the ark. And God made a wind to pass over the earth, and the waters was assuaged. The foundations also of the deep and the windows of heaven were stopped, and the rain from heaven was restrained. And the waters returned from off the earth continually. And after the end of the 150 days, the waters were abated. And the ark rested in the seventh month, on the 17th day of the month, upon the Mount of Ararat.
Stop. Okay, so now we picked the seventh month. Remember now, you got 180 that equals 6 months. So the next day was the beginning of the seventh month. So on the seventh, the first month, which is the trumpets. Amen?
Amen.
So the first month of the seventh day, he counted 17 days to verse 4. And he said the ark rested on the seventh month, the 17th day of the month, upon Mount Ararat. So now, let's subtract 10 from the 197. And that gives you what? 180. See that? Did we see that? Did we just see that? You see how God didn't leave nothing left over? We are adding the scriptures. Look, this is the speech of the Chesedek, man. We listening. They taught us how to count. Counting is 100% literal. Numbers are 100% literal. Hear all this. This will make God God. This will make God the beginning of all things. This will make the absolute truth an absolute truth because 1 + 1 = 2. That's an absolute truth.
Amen.
So now we see here, let me add this again. Let's add 17 back to 180. And that brings us right back to 197. So on the 17th day, the seventh month is 197 days. This is why people is off on the atonement. They're not counting literal months. They're not counting a 4 month God. They're counting, they're moving on a moon cycle. And a moon isn't set. The law is set. This system is set. That's a set. What do you mean it's set? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 6, 7, that's set. You can't move that thing. It's set. You can't get that wrong. Then you count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. You got the 14th day of the first month that brings you to the Passover. That's set. You can't move that. That's an absolute truth. You can't go wrong because 7 + 7 = 14. Then he said, now, eat unleavened bread for 7 days, which bring you to the 21st day at evening because you start And even I had somebody, they started counting, and that's what they normally do. They count 3 days and three nights. They started the evening. Right? When you want to get the point across from 3 days and three nights. But when they went to through this thing, they went to Exodus chapter 12 and picked it up at 18. They didn't count evening and morning. They just went to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 to justify their point. No, they got to start in the evening because the Passover begins in the evening. And so on the 21st day of the month is the eighth day. The feast ain't 8 days long. It's 7 days long. So this is that thing. Once again, 7 times 3 is 21. There it is. It's not, you don't count the 20 more because then you will go to 22. You cannot use the 21. It gets to that point. Else, when we fast on the atonement, man, we'll be fasting for 2 days. Are we not listening? That's why everybody's careful on the atonement. On the 9th day of evening, you fast until the 10th day. And the 10th day is the atonement. The Lord saw you fasting on the 9th day. On the 10th day, he make an atonement for you because you actually lost. Now, if you accept it on the 10th day, that's another thing. But people don't understand that. They think the atonement is the day you fast on the 10th day. No, that's a feast. You're hungry. That's the feast day. You already fasted on the 9th day according to the law. We're not reading and listening because we're not paying attention to the law that we begin in the evening. Now, here it is. Now, let's go into Daniel's. Born of Daniel's chapter 12. Daniel's chapter 12. You can't justify things and then turn around and say, oh yeah, 3 days and three nights, you gotta have that'll bring you on a Sabbath on a Sabbath day. Yeah, that's true. But then you wanna count for the Passover and you don't start in the evening, that'll blow your mission. Then that'll justify where you at. I'ma say that was error, and it wasn't deliberate. I'm going to say in all fairness before God that it was an accident. That's what I'm going to say. I would hope to God that wasn't a deliberate thing. So, anyway, Genesis chapter 12, verse. No. Picked it up at verse 7.
Okay. Daniel's 12:7. And I heard the man clothed in linen, which was upon the waters of the river, when he had held up his right hand and his left hand unto heaven, and swear by him that liveth forever that it shall be for a times and a half. And when he shall have accomplished to scatter the power of the holy people, all these things shall be finished.
So we see here, we teach this a time and a half is 3.5 years. But you can't just throw that out there like that without using the math in Revelation chapter 11, because that clarifies, this gives us an accurate count, 1260 days. What do you mean? This is 1260 times and a half. So take 1260, and you divide it by 3.5, and that'll give you a year. So your year is 360. Divide that by 2, that'll give you a half year, which is 180. Now, 180 clarifies 6 months. And on the 7th month, the first day of the 7th month, the trumpets are blown, and here comes God. That's why this is 3.5 years, and he bring an end to it, because on the memorial blowing of the trumpet, it's 181, here comes the Most High God. At the end of 42 months, God is coming, which is there. Now, skip down to verse 11 and continue.
Verse 11, and from the time that the daily sacrifice shall be taken away, and the abomination that make it desolate set up, there shall be 1,290 days.
Now, here it is. He said when the abomination of desolation is set up, it's going to be 1,290 days, right? So this is the countdown to the Great Tribulation period starting at 1260. So you got to do this. 1290. Amen. You got to take 1290 and divide it by, subtract it by 1260. And it gives you what? 30 days. See that? See that?
Yes, I seen that. You got 30 days to flee and go to the wilderness.
That's what's up. Now, he said, when you see him, go to Matthew chapter 20, Matthew chapter 24 and verse 15. Because this conversation, he had this conversation with Daniel. Then he came and he talked to the disciples about it. He didn't tell the world about it. He talked to the disciples about it. Let's go to Matthew chapter 24 and verse 15. When you receive the read.
Matthew 24, verse 15. When ye therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet, stand in the holy place. Whoso read it, let him understand.
That's what we just got to read it. That's at the 1290, right? 1290.
Right.
So he sets up. Now, when you see him, do what? Read.
Verse 16. Then let them which be in Judea flee into the mountains. Let him which
is
on.
And Daniel, he said, he'll set up at the 1290. Brothers and sisters, you better get out of here. When you see that man setting up, you got a month to get out of Dodge. Watch this. Read on.
Bro, they're not taking it serious, man. They're not taking it serious.
We're not listening to the Chesedek's truth. We adding our own nonsense to this, man. We want to add, be personal. Oh, well, see, brother, you don't understand. Hey, man, all I know is that 1 + 1 = 2. I don't need to understand everything else. That's an absolute truth. You can miss me with anything that you're talking about. Read on.
Yes, sir. Verse 16. Then let them which be in Judea flee into the mountains. Let him which on the housetop not come down to take anything out of his house. Neither let him which is in his field return back to take his clothes. And woe to them that are with child and to them that give suck in those days.
Okay.
But pray ye that your flight be not in the winter, neither on the Sabbath day.
Well, I don't need you to pick this up, man.
No, I'm sorry. I was trying to make sure, because, all right, verse 21. For then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, nor ever shall be. And
now,
except those that
great tribulation period right there at 21. But he said when you see the abomination makes it desolate, that's 1290. The great tribulation starts at 1260. Go to Revelation chapter 12. Go to
Amen.
Revelation chapter
Amen.
12.
Amen, bro. Amen.
Revelation chapter 12, and let's pick it up at verse 6.
Revelations 12 and verse 6. Revelation 12 and verse 6. And the woman fled into the wilderness, where she hath a place prepared of God, that they should feed her there 1,260 days.
during the entire time of the Great Tribulation period. So that's why he said flee at the 1290. That's why he said the Jew that be in Judea and people kicking against our brothers and dorm them. And you said not at all. Because Israel got to be in a land of flee. So stop peeing on Ben-Amin children over there. That's his people. That's the law that we have to be in a land. Also, the Philistines are there. They're there. The children that came out of Ethiopia, the Danites, they're there. So the law has to be fulfilled. The Most High God made sure that the children of Israel would fulfill prophecy in Matthew chapter 24, that when you see the abomination that sets up and stand in a holy place at 1290 to flee, so you got 30 days to get out of Dodge and get to this place. If you mess around and you're using that moon cycle and all this, that, and the other, you're going to miss the memo and you're going to get caught. Now,
amen.
It says this. So, once again, he says she was there for 1260, right? But the abomination
yep.
making desolate is what? He sits up at the 1290. So she in the wilderness, 1260, the abomination is set up at 1290, which give us 30 days. Case in point. See that?
Amen.
So a 4 month of God is 30 days. You can knock that out. You can miss that. A 4 month is 30 days. Now, who taught us that? Who gave us this memo? Taught us this. Go to Sidon chapter 1 and 1. Sidon 1 and 1. Who taught us? Because we call it him a liar. When we sit up there and we sit up and say he's wrong because math don't lie, man. And we said that he's lying. We said at the beginning of the week, started in the middle of the week, which is a lie, because you can't say Abel start at the third day of the month. You can't say that. You are calling a lie. You're calling the word of God a lie. Get, St. John chapter 1 and verse 1. Would you sit up there and say, you got to go by the month cycles? This month cycle here, this fluctuate. See, you got to have a new moon this, new moon that, new moon this, new moon that. There was nothing in there about the moon. He said, count days. Nothing in there about the moon. Not one conversation. Only conversation is you got the new moon that begins to kick off every year. In that story, you don't count anymore. Everything after that is days. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, to 180. That's a month. That's 6 months to God. That's it. You don't get any more clearer than that. St. John 1 and 1, when you receive the reading.
St. John 1 and 1. And if it's okay, brother, I might read to the 7 or whatever. I've seen something based off what you said.
No. I need you to stay on point because I got to go somewhere with here.
Excuse me. St. John 1 and 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the same was in the beginning with God. And all things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life.
So now we see in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So now we see here, he go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. That's the Word. But a week to God is 7 days. Then he showed us in Noah that a month to God is 30 days. That's the beginning of the Word. He called Moses that. He called Daniel that. He called John that. John said, God told us in Revelations twice, 1260, he told us in Revelations 12, Revelations 11, God told us twice what a month is to God. And here it is. We're going to say that God showed them wrong. We're going to call God a lie. Well, I guess we can justify those people that say, well, hey, the Big Bang Theory is what it is because there's no truth. Because 1 + 1 don't equal 2. 7, we can say that that they did change the calendar week is that 7 days is it 7. This is this thing. So in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. So we see here the word is 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. There you go. So now we got a 1, 2, 3 cycle going. In the beginning, we read in Genesis chapter 1, he said, 1-5, he said, let there be light. That's 1, 2, 3. And then on the second day, he created water. And on the third day, he created the earth. Now, you go to 4, it starts over again. Then he said, on the fourth day, he created the sun and the moon, light on the earth. Guess what? That's 1 all over again. On the fourth day, and then what did he do? On the fifth day, he created the fish out of the water, which is being that's 2, because 2 is the water. He's called the earth. He said he's called the firmament to split. So we back again. Then he said 3. That's the sixth day to come out of the Eve, out of the earth, and all the creatures out of the earth, because he called the water out of the earth. Come on, y'all. Come on, man. We aren't paying attention to the whole demo. We aren't listening. We're not listening to the density. What do you mean, bro? Because there's no such thing as the name of God here. There's no such thing as the name of God here. Go to Genesis chapter 14. Genesis chapter 14. Got a couple more like this. And then I'm going to let you go ahead and read that after we wrap this up. Genesis chapter 14, and let's pick it up at verse 17.
You said Genesis 14 and 17?
Yes, sir.
All right. Genesis 14 and 17 reads, and the king of Sodom went out to meet him after his return from the slaughter of the Kedorlaomer and of the kings that which were with him at the valley of Sheba, which is the king's dell. And Melchizedek,
that's why he had told Sarah, king, don't come out of you because her husband is a king. What?
That's true.
No wonder she called him Lord. Read on.
Verse 18. And Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought forth bread.
Ain't no arm in that. Read that again.
Sorry. All right. Verse 17. And the king of Sodom went out to meet him after his return.
18. They wouldn't.
And Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought forth bread and wine, and he was the priest of the Most High God.
Stop.
And he blessed him. And
stop. And Melchizedek. Ain't no arm in that. Ain't no good in that. Yes, and Melchizedek. I read that again. Verse 18.
And Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought forth bread and wine, and he was the Most High God.
He was what?
The Most High God.
No, that's not what that said. Do you need glasses?
And Melchizedek. No, I'm looking at, you said 14 and 18, and it says right here, it says, and Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought forth bread and wine, and he was the priest of the Most High God.
There it is. That's what I wanted you to say. He was the priest of the Most High God. So that lets me know he's a priest, and there's a Most High God there. So now he's the priest of the Most High, which would be the Father. That's why you got, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The beginning was the Word, that's Melchizedek. The Most High is Father. That's him. He's the priest of the Most High God. Now, watch this. Read on.
That's Genesis 1 and 1. That's Genesis 1 and 1, brother.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Absolutely. Let us be man in our image. And God said, God is uniform, so that can be like 100 up in there. Like church could be 100 people in there. It's like You don't employ a worker for a building. But when you get into individual statuses, you see it's only two. So he's the priest of the Most High God. And we're going to show you that. Read on.
Verse 18. And Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought forth bread and wine, and he was the priest of the Most High God. And he blessed him and said, blessed be Abram of the Most High God, possessor of heaven and earth. And blessed be the Most High God, which hath delivered thine enemies into thy hand, and he gave him tithes of all.
Stop.
And the king of Sodom said,
stop. So we sit here, he said, he called on the Most High God three times, let you know he's not talking about himself.
No.
He's not talking about himself. He's talking of another individual. He is the priest of the Most High God. He's testifying that there's one higher than him here. Now, go into Hebrews chapter 7 and 1. Hebrews 7 and 1. When you receive it, read. Hebrews chapter 7 and verse 1. When you receive it, read.
Hebrews 7 and 1. For this Melchizedek, king of Salem, priest of the Most High God, who met Abraham returning from the slaughtering of the kings and blessed him, to whom also Abraham gave a tenth part of all, first being by interpretation king of righteousness, and after that also king of Salem, which is king of peace.
Verse 3.
Okay. Verse 3. Without father, without mother, without descent, having neither beginning of days nor end of life, but made like unto the Son of God, abideth a priest continually.
Stop. There
now.
Is. So this, that was God, because he didn't have no beginning, no end, but he was the one that was the Word. He was the Word. He was the Word. But in the beginning, God had what? In the beginning, he taught us how to count. The first thing he did was taught us how to count. One, two, three. The first day, the second day, the third day. Now, he taught us numeral system, because the numeral system is a 100% absolute truth. This would clarify, if anybody come along in these latter days talking about there is no God, you can prove there is, because the truth cannot lie. And that truth brings judgment. Because that means that it has to be an absolute lie. And if it's an absolute truth, then there's an absolute lie, and there's a judgment. That brings forth the reason why there will be a judgment at the end of time, because there's an absolute truth. Are we not listening? Here it is. He said this, and then he said, I'm going to read it again. But this Melchizedek in Salem, I said this to brothers and sisters, I said, they won't say Shalom, but it's actually Salem or Salam. He was added in Greek, but it's actually Salam. Salam is the Muslim, got it right. Farrakhan got it right. S-A-L, he put two A's in there, okay, well, that's cool. But it's not E. There's no such thing as E here. It would have been A. But it said this anyway. It's not Shalom. It's Salam.
Amen.
Got our minds around that. It said, King of Salam, priest of the Most High God, who met Abraham returning from the slaughter of the kings and blessed them, to whom also Abraham gave a tenth part of all, first being an earthly king of righteousness, after that, king of Salam, king of peace, without father, without mother, without descent. God. So Melchizedek met Abraham. That was God. That was him. Now go to Genesis chapter 18.
You said Genesis 18 and 1, sir?
18 and 1.
Genesis 18 and 1.
Genesis 18 and 1.
Genesis 18:1. And the Lord appeared unto him in the plains of Mamre, and he sat in the tent door in the heat of the day. And he lifted up his eyes and looked, and lo, three men stood by him. And when he saw them, he ran to meet them from the tent door and bowed himself toward the ground and said, My Lord, My Lord, if now I have found favor in thy sight, pass not away, I pray thee, from thy servant. Let in a little water, I pray you.
You notice this here at the top, and the Lord appeared on him. That's God on his Trinity. And he fell to the ground because he recognized him from the other one. Well, how did he recognize him? How would he have recognized him again? How would he know that that was Melchizedek? Watch this. Go to Exodus chapter 31. This is how he recognized him. Exodus 31. And verse 1.
Exodus 31:1. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, See,
stop,
I have called thy...
Once again, it's capital. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Now, this is the Lord talking. Now, Moses is going to ask the Lord something. He's going to ask him something. And let's see. Oh, man, I'm in the wrong book. Maybe that's Numbers. Hold on. Pardon
me. That was good.
Let's see. That is Exodus. Hold on. I'm in the wrong Exodus. I think that's the 30. Let me see. Exodus 30. Let's try 32. No, 33. Exodus 33. Okay, there we go. And, Exodus 33 and
Exodus.
Get up at 18.
Okay. Exodus 33:18. And he said, I beseech thee, show me thy glory.
This is
and he
God.
Said,
he
I
said, no,
all
no,
my
no, I'm sorry. Sorry. No. Pick up the 17 so we know who he's talking about here. 17, go ahead.
All right. Verse 17. And the Lord said unto Moses, I will do this thing also that thou hast spoken, for thou hast found grace in my sight, and I know thee by thy name. And he said, I beseech thee, show me thy glory. And he said,
What glory is he talking about? I'm going to need to pick this up because I got to get rid of it right. Go to Matthew chapter 17. I'll get back to this. Matthew chapter 17. No, not Matthew chapter 17. St. John. St. John chapter 17. And one, pick up in verse 4.
Give me 1 second.
17 and 4, we receive and read.
Sorry. I had to scratch some stuff off. I'm writing down as we're speaking.
Man, write this down because I would have started it at verse. In fact, pick it up at verse 1. Pick it up at verse 1 and read down to verse 5.
I got it. St. John 17:1. It says, These words spake Jesus and lifted up his eyes to heaven and said,
Father, the hour has come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may glorify thee, as thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he may, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. And this is life, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. I have glorified thee on the earth, and have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. And now, O Father, glorify thou me with thine own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was.
That's what Moses asked to see. Moses wanted to see that. So now let's go back to Exodus chapter 33. That's what he asked to see, the glory that he had before the world was. Amen? So let's go there. Go back to that Exodus chapter 33 and what it means about that.
We left off at Exodus 33 and 18.
Okay, continue.
Okay. Exodus 33 and 18. And he said, I beseech thee, show me thy glory. And he said, I will make all my goodness pass before thee, and I will proclaim the name of the Lord before thee, and will gracious and will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and will show mercy on whom I will show mercy.
Stop.
You see it?
Stop. He gonna proclaim what? The name of the Lord.
He said he gonna proclaim.
Why? Because this is Melchizedek, priest of the Most High God. He's talking to Moses, and he's telling Moses how to set up the priesthood. So now he's going to teach Moses how to dress and how to approach God. Read on.
Verse 19, and he said, I will make all my goodness pass before thee, and I will proclaim the name of the Lord before thee, and will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and will show mercy on whom I will show mercy. And he said, thou canst not see my face, for there shall no man see me and live. And the Lord said, behold, there is a place by me, and thou shalt stand upon a rock. And it shall come to pass, while my glory passeth by, that I will put thee in the cliff of the rock, and will cover thee with my hand while I pass by. And I will take my hand away, and thou shalt see my back parts, but my face shall not be seen.
Okay, so now go right into Exodus chapter 33 and verse 1. Exodus 34 and 1. We receive a read.
Exodus 34 and 1. And the Lord said unto Moses, hew thee two tables of stone like unto the first, and I will write upon these tables the words that were in the first tables which thou breakest. And be ready in the morning, and come up in the morning unto Mount Sinai, and present thyself there to me in the top of the mount. And no man shall come with thee, neither let any man be seen throughout all the mount, neither let the flocks nor herds feed before that mount. And he hewed two tables of stone like the first. And Moses rose upon early in the morning, and he went up unto the Mount Sinai, as the Lord had commanded him, and took in his hand two tables of stone. And the Lord descended in the cloud, and stood with him there, and proclaimed the name of the Lord.
Stop!
And the Lord passed before.
There is another God. He's testifying of the Father. He proclaimed the name of the Father. This is Melchizedek. So he's showing Moses how to operate in the priest's office. He saw Moses what the priest's clothes should look like. He saw Moses how to testify in the temple. Not tie my bow tie, tie my bow tie, falling all over the place. This isn't how he showed them. He showed them this. Read on.
Can I say one thing real quick, please? Exodus 34 and 5, I'm just saying this, you know, it says, and the Lord descended in the cloud and stood with him there and proclaimed the name of the Lord. So that's true for what I'm looking at. It's like he says, I in him and him in me. And I know that's something that we learned a long time ago. But he's basically saying, I in him and him and me right here. It says, and the Lord descended into the cloud and stood with him.
Now, he stood with Moses, brother. Nobody has seen the Father or heard his voice at any time. He dealt with Moses. Okay, read on.
No, I'm sorry. When it said the Lord, I thought it was the Father and the Son. Apologize about that.
We got another conversation on that one, but they deal with that now, right? But read on.
Verse 6. And the Lord passed by before him and proclaimed, the Lord thy God, the Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering, and abundant in goodness and truth, keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin, and that will by no means clear the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children and upon the children's children unto the third and to the fourth generation.
Stop. So he just taught him how to testify God in the holy place. There it is. They have nothing to do with falling out, running around a church, acting stupid. And it had nothing to do. That's stupid. That's idiocy. That's childish. And it's foolish. This is how you approach God. And this is how you do it. And the priesthood. And this is how this is bondage I want you to create for the priest. Where when they approach me and the most holy place. Now, let's go into Zechariah. No, go to Proverbs chapter 30. Let's go to Proverbs chapter 30 and pick it up at 4.
Proverbs 30 and verse 4. Who have ascended up into heaven or descended? Who have gathered the wind in its fist? Who have bound the waters in a garment? Who have established all the ends of the earth? What is his name? And what is his son's name, if thou canst tell?
See that? They go to Father and Son right there. He said, who is this that ascended up to heaven? What's his name? And what's the son's name, right? Okay, so we know that Christ is the only one that ascended up to heaven. Now, let's look at this name. Let's go into Psalms. Psalms chapter 110 and verse 1. Psalms 110 and 1. You see the read.
Psalms 110 and 1. The Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou at my right hand until I make thine enemies thy footstool.
That's that double Lord that you were talking about right there. But this is after he ascended in heaven. Moses ain't never heard the Father's voice. Jesus said, no man has seen the Father nor his voice or heard his voice at any time. That includes Adam. Read on.
Amen. The Lord shall send the rod of thy strength out of Zion. Rule thou in the midst of thine enemies. Thy power shall be willing verse 3. Thy people shall be willing in the day of thy power, in the beauties of holiness from the womb of the morning. Thou hast the dew of thy youth. The Lord hath sworn and will not repent. Thou art a priest forever at the order of Melchizedek.
Stop. He said, I have to do without you because he's 33 and a half years old. Well, that lets me know that if he was just like the father, then he looked like he's 33 and a half years old. There is no age in eternity. So he has to do with his youth. He's not up there looking like he's a billion years old. When we come up in the first resurrection, 33 and a half years old is the zenith or strip for all of us. Now, let's go to Zechariah. He said, thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. This is Melchizedek. Let's go to Zechariah chapter 6. And if I'm not mistaken, it's 6 and 6 and verse 9, 6 and 9. Will you receive it?
Zechariah 6 and 9. And the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, take of them of the captivity, even of Heldai, Tobiah, and Jediah, which are from Babylon, and come thou the same day, and go into the house of Josiah, the son of Zephaniah. Then take silver and gold, and make crowns, and set them upon the head of Yahshua, the son of Josedek, the high priest.
Stop! And
speak unto them.
There it is. Joshua is Jesus. Jehoshadak is the father.
Yes, your husband is a
father. That's both of them. He said, the high priest, right here. And watch this. Read on verse 12.
And speak unto him, saying, thus speaketh the Lord of hosts, saying, behold, the man whose name is the branch, and he shall go up out of this place, and he shall build the temple of the Lord. Even he shall build the temple of the Lord, and he shall bear glory, and shall sit and rule upon his throne, and he shall be a priest upon his throne, and the council of peace shall be between them both.
Now, we
and all the crowns,
that letter J thing, because we just picked up the Chesedek right here. You see with the letter J.
Yes.
So you can miss me with that. This conversation, this alphabet that we're using is going to get destroyed in half. But the Lord identified himself as a Chesedek. Joseph did. Joshua, that he is son of Jehoshaphat, the high priest. Priest of the Most High God. He shows you that. He said, put crowns on him. Put a crown. Crowns. Make crowns and set it upon him. Set upon his head. Now let's go to Revelation. We're going to wrap this up here. Go to Revelation chapter 4. Revelation chapter 4. We got one more after this. Revelation chapter 4. In fact, bro, I have to actually read that verse later, man, because I'm going to have to get ready to get back to work, man. I had to stop cycling. All right. Okay, cool. Let's read this at verse 10.
Okay. Revelations. Excuse me, I'm almost there. Revelations 4 and 10. The 24 elders fall down before him that sat on the throne and worship him that liveth forever and ever and cast their crowns before the throne, saying, thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created.
Where do these crowns go? Remember now he said, make crowns for them. That's these. Now go into Revelation chapter 19, chapter 19, and pick it up at verse 11.
Revelations 19:11. And I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat upon him was called faithful and true. And in righteousness he doeth judge and make war. His eyes were as a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns. And he had a name written that no man knew but he himself. And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood. And his name is called the Word of God.
Stop! That's him! He stood there, and upon his head were many crowns. That we met in Zechariah, and it said this, his name is called the Word of God. He said, sit down my right hand, and thou shalt be a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. That go to crowns, he's a king, the king of peace, and these crowns is 24 stack. Because remember that, the 12 elders, the 24 elders threw him at the Father's feet. And there it is, they're on his head. That's why he read in Zechariah, many crowns, right? And he's the son Joshua, which is another name for Jesus, and his father's name was Jehoshaphat, which is the name of the Chesedek. Amen. So look, brothers and sisters, with the moon cycles, you got it wrong, flat out. Because if I do this math, and I do it in front of you, and I do it in front of your father, and I do it in front of the camp, whatever, it's going to testify that you're wrong. Math can't lie. Also, you is out here saying that the month of Abel started in the middle of the week, that a new moon and a full moon has to appear. That's the middle of the week. You're 3 days off. Stop that. In the beginning, the Word was God, the Word was God. And he said, in the evening was the morning of the first day. There was no sun and moon there, just the Father and the Son. Amen. So with that being said, please, thank you, bro. Great job reading, always. And God willing to testify those things later on this evening. But with that being said, I want to thank you for your time. We hope we edify someone. And as we stay here, out of the living waters, read your Bible.
Read your Bible.
Please. And keep a calculator because he's talking to us with numbers. Right? Right? Shabbat shalom, everyone. Shalom. Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom. Much love. Great reading, brother. Love to the family.
Hey, great job, bro. Always.
Sons of the Living Water Radio Show. Sons of the Living Water. Sons of the Living Water. Sons of the Living Water Radio Show.
We teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under his love and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.